Featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your South of the Border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettitte. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at T2T.org.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the Tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, our home base, Sports Talk 1400 AM on the radio, and of course all of our websites streaming as well. So we welcome to the show. We're here at the South Point, of course, at the South Point Studios, adjacent to the race and sports book. And let me tell you, but the sports book is already jammed up. There's a football game going on a half a world away that started out early this morning between the Minnesota Vikings and the New York Jets. Understand that the Vikings just intercepted a pass from the Jets and went on and scored. So it's just, it'll be crazy back here. These guys are screaming and yelling already as the NFL started early this morning. And of course, adjacent to it, is the race book, where, of course, all of the action will be coming up soon as well. Remember, today, by the way, are you talking about early as far as the football is concerned? Also early as far as horse racing is concerned, because today in France, a half a world away, they have the Arc de Triomphe that's running today at Longchamp. So a lot of early action going on this Sunday as we welcome you to the show here at the South Point Studios, the YouTube South Point Studios streaming network, and, of course, at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android with the apps, the KSHP apps, and, of course, the YouTube apps, and anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Don't forget our anchor radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM. We'll be having the Ram games today a little bit later on as well. So we got a lot of action going on here in Las Vegas, here at the South Point as well. And all I can tell you, there was a lot of action on the racetrack yesterday as we're whittling down the Breeders' Cup Win in Your In races. We started out the week, actually, back on Friday with 15 Breeders' Cup Win and Your In races left. Now we are down to just three. The rescheduled Miss Grillo is a Win and Your In at Belmont at Aqueduct. And at Keeneland, we'll have two more Win and Your Ins. They are the Bourbon and the Spinster. But a lot of great action happened yesterday on the racetrack around the country. Taking a look at those Breeders' Cup Win and Your In races yesterday across the country, we first go to Keeneland Racecourse, where they had five stakes races yesterday. Of the five, three of them were Breeders' Cup Win and Your Ins. At Keeneland yesterday, Sherry DeVoe started out with two wins early in the card before we ever got to the stakes races. She had a second race winner at 440 and a fourth race winner at 640, compliments of Luis Saez and Jose Ortiz, respectively. And then by the time we got to the first feature race, first stakes race of the day, which was the sixth, the Woodford, Luis Saez had already banked two wins on the first five races, and he got his third win of the day in the first stakes race of the day in the Woodford at 5.5 furlongs on the turf, where Our Shot wins for trainer John Terranova, paying $13.66, outrunning Charcoal and Arzak, who finished third. I can tell you, Arzak, this was Jonathan Hardoon's pick on the show, but I can tell you, watch the replay. Something must have happened either with equipment or something with this horse, because as they turned for home and the jock went to the middle of the track to make his big stretch run, the horse kept looking in and tilting his head out towards the grandstand, and it looks as if maybe there was either an equipment failure or maybe even a piece of equipment that broke. But anyhow, Arzak finished third in that race, and with the trip he had, it was miraculous that he finished third. All right, then we move on to the Thoroughbred Club of America Stakes, the seventh on the card. That was a Breeders' Cup winning a win for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up at 6 furlongs. The winner there was Zeitlos. Zeitlos wins for Jose Ortiz. Steve Asmussen, the trainer, $9.46 the price, outrunning Spirit Wind and Bright Work. Then we get to the First Lady. The First Lady at a mile on the turf for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up, was not a Breeders' Cup winning your in, but it was a great race for the older fillies and mares on the middle distance on the turf. The winner there was Gina Romantica. Jose Ortiz, third win of the day. Trainer finishing second was Chili Flag. Finishing third was Fluffy Socks. Trainer Chad Brown trained all three of the first three finishers in this race in the first lady. He swept the First Lady. Chad Brown did. $8.84 for the win on Gina Romantica. Then you got to the Breeders' Futurity for the two-year-olds. This was a Breeders' Cup winning you're in. The winner there was East Avenue, who went right for the lead and was never passed. East Avenue wins the race, going wire to wire for Tyler Gaffleone and trainer Brendan Walsh and Godolphin. And the winner paid $7.56. Finishing second was Ferocious, who had an eventful trip again. Ferocious had the big favorite there, had an eventful trip again, finished second. As a matter of fact, it was an inquiry in the race, but there was no change in the order of finish. And finishing third was Feloso. Now, remember, Feloso was Rich Ang's pick. This horse went off at 25-1 and finished third. He paid $8.02 to show in the Breeders' Futurity. Then we got to the $1,250,000 Grade 1 Turf Mile, the Coolmore Turf Mile, a Breeders' Cup Win in Your In race at a mile on the turf. The winner there was Carl Speckler, who Tyler Gaffleone aboard. He was in the zone yesterday, Gaffleone, because he made the winning move coming out of the starting gate. He went right to the front went from the outside nine post and was right at the rail by the time they hit the first turn without any impeding anybody in the process. Carl Spackler just went gate to wire in that race. It was the second stakes race of the day for Chad Brown. Tyler Gaffione's third win of the day. Gaffione's second stakes win. Paid $4.14 as the favorite. This horse is 7-for-10 lifetime. Carl Spackler wins the Turf Mile. Finishing second was More Than Looks, and Mountain Bear finished third in the race. And those that's how the big Breeders' Cup winning your in races went yesterday at Keeneland. Chad Brown had a big day. Tyler Gaffione had a big day. Luis Saez and Jose Ortiz also had multiple wins on the day. But what a day of racing it was there at Keeneland yesterday. A beautiful day there, too, in Kentucky. Getting to Belmont at Aqueduct yesterday, four stakes races. Of those four stakes races, there were two Breeders' Cup winning your ins. The first in order was the Jockey Club Derby Invitational, where Carson's Run wins the race under Dylan Davis, Christophe Clement, the trainer. Second was Deterministic. Third was El Razine. Christophe Clement was the trainer of the first and second place finishers in this race. This horse went back-to-back. He won the Saratoga Derby up at Saratoga, and now he wins the Jockey Club Derby Invitational at Belmont at Aqueduct. Dylan Davis's third win already in the first five races on the card yesterday. Paid $5 even as the favorite. Again, Deterministic second, and El Razine was third. Then we went to the Belmont Turf Sprint on the outer turf course at 6 furlongs. In there, the winner was Senby. Jonathan Hardoon's pick on the show. Senby gets up to win for Manny Franco and Christophe Clement. Christophe Clement getting back-to-back wins in two stakes races yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. Manny Franco aboard again, paying $10 even for the win. It was a blanket finish behind him. Nothing better finished second, and Alagon was third in the race. That's the big race, the Belmont Turf Sprint. Congratulations to Jonathan Hardoon. All right, the seventh race was the Frisette for two-year-old fillies at a mile. This is a Breeders' Cup winning your in race. The winner there was Scottish Lassie. Jose Lascano aboard for Jorge Abreu, who was winning his very first stakes race, this trainer, and it was the grade one Frisette. This was an easy win. This was a maiden. This horse was a maiden. This filly was a maiden and won going away in the race, and the Frisette paying $15 even. Finishing second was Snowy Tea, and finished third was Social Fortress. The first two finishers in the Frisette, a grade one and a Breeders' Cup winning year in, were maidens. They finished first and second in the Frisette. Then we get to the Champagne, the 153rd running of the Champagne for two-year-olds at a mile, a Breeders' Cup winning year in. The winner there was Chance McPatrick for Flavian Pratt. What a huge move this horse made, coming from last to first and sweeping by the field and pulling away. Chance McPatrick wins. Chad Brown, the trainer there. Chance McPatrick, 3-for-3 now, stays perfect, paying $3.10, outrunning Tip Top Thomas, and Moplex, who finished third. So Chad Brown had a big day at both the Aqueduct and at Keeneland. And then, of course, we had Jose Lascano win a couple races on the day, and Irett Ortiz Jr. Went the first 11 races without a winner. He won the last race and paid $5.30. The pick six now, winning prices, $15 even, $3.10, $14.20, $23.40, $14.40, and $5.30. The pick six paid $121,808 yesterday at Aqueduct. Finally, at Santa Anita yesterday, five stakes races there, and a couple of Breeders' Cup winning your ins. The first Breeders' Cup winning your in and first of the stakes races on the day was the third race, the Oakley for two-year-old fillies at a mile and 16th. The winner there was Non-Compliant. Juan Hernandez aboard, trained by Bob Baffert. This horse is perfect, 2-for-2. Non-Compliant won and paid $4 even. Nooney was second. Tenma was third. And if you think Chad Brown swept the stakes race at Keeneland, well, Bob Baffert swept the Oakleaf. His trained horses finished first, second, and third in the Oakleaf. And then we went to the Speakeasy. It was not a win in your end. It was a decimated field down to four. And the 1-5 favorite there, Dreamway, didn't win. The winner was Pally Kitten, coming off the pace in the four filly field. Came off the pace, I should say, in the four horse field under Kazuchi Kimura for Doug O'Neill. Doug O'Neill winning his second race of the day already in that fourth race. Pally Kitten paid $29.80, came from last to first in the stretch to upset the favorite. Smash It was second. Dreamway was third. The 1-5 favorite got beat. All right, then we go to the next race, the Chillingsworth, which was the seventh on the card, 6.5 furlongs, fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. The winner there was One Magic Filly. One Magic Filly, and under Antonio Frisou, Phil D'Amato, the trainer, paid $9.60, outrunning Iris Wahini and Christian Bosch. In this rate, Sweet Azteca was 1-9. She not only got beat, she finished off the board. Big prices for the show there. I should say place. There was no show wagering. The winner, One Magic Filly, paid $13 to place. The second place finisher, Irish Wahini, are you ready for this? Paid $74 to place in the race. And the dollar exacta, by the way, paid $61.20. In that race, the big upset there, Sweet Azteca off the board. Then we went to the eighth race, the Breeders' Cup Winning Your In Rodeo Drive for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up at 1.25. The winner there was Hang the Moon, who came from last to first on the turf under Kazuchi Kimura. Kimura getting his second stakes race of the day. Phil D'Amato's second win of the day, his second stakes race of the day. So D'Amato and Kimura both had two stakes race wins on the card. Hang the Moon, a big long shot, paid $21.80. Finishing second with Aspen Groove, and third in the race was Beach Bomb. And again, Ice Cream No Scream was the 3-2 favorite in the race, and that one ran off the board. Big winners at Santa Anita yesterday, finally in the $300,000 American Feral for 2-year-olds at 1/16. A Breeders' Cup winning your in race. The winner there was Citizen Bull, who went right to the lead and never relinquished it, winning, pulling away in the end. Citizen Bull for Martin Garcia, paid $8.60. Getaway Car was second, and Mackenzie Street was third. And Bob Baffert finishes first, second, and fourth in the race. First, second, and fourth, Bob Baffert in the American Feral. Finally, in the last race of the card, and I say this because it was a winner on the show from our handicappers, John Lindo picked the winner, Uncle Dude. Phil D'Amato's third win of the day, Armando Ayuso aboard. Uncle Dude paid $21.60. Thank you so much, John Lindo, for that winner yesterday. Pick six paid $22,434 at Santa Anita. Woodbine had a couple of nice races. The Algonquin won by Mi Bago at $13.80 for Mark Cassie and Sahan Savici. The Singspiel was won by Truly Quality. Vincent Charminade for Jonathan Thomas, paying $5.70. The Dance Smartly Stakes was won by Malfi. Vincent Charminade and Jonathan Thomas, back-to-back stakes wins together. Malfi paid $30.80, upsetting the favorite there. And in the Nearctic Stakes, the winner there was Patches O'Houlihan for Sophia Vives and Robert Tiller. That paid $6.30. Patches O'Houlihan won his 11th of 13 lifetime starts in that race. And by the way, that cross-country pick five that we were talking about, putting together all of those Breeders' Cup winning your in races, the Frisette winner, Scottish Lassie, the Champagne winner, Chance McPatrick, the Oakleaf winner, Non-Compliant, the Breeders' Futurity winner, East Avenue, and the American Feral winner, Citizen Bull, the $1 payoff in that Breeders' Cup winning your in pick five paid $527.50. Well, that's what happened yesterday. A lot of great action happening. We're starting to shape what the fields are going to be like for the Breeders' Cup, but there's still more ahead today, and we will get started with that. Jonathan Ardoon's here, so is John Lindo and Rich Eng. Jerry J won't be with us today, but he left me picks for you, so don't worry about that. And your racing menu next. Busy show? Yeah. And a busy book? Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. And by the way, one important workout in a Breeders' Cup horse yesterday, Torpedo Anna, worked out at Saratoga and had a bullet workout for the five furlongs in 1 minute and 4/5 seconds. Torpedo Anna working out at Saratoga for, obviously, the Breeders' Cup distaff. Maybe the Breeders' Cup Classic? Who knows? All right. Anyhow, weather around the country, everything looks good around the country except for Florida. Florida is getting hammered again, and I can tell you this, there's a hurricane that's on its way into Florida that should hit there in either the next day or maybe Monday or Tuesday or et cetera. But there's a hurricane coming through to Florida, and the only bad weather today is at Florida, so pay attention when we get to Gulfstream Park, okay? As far as the weather here in Las Vegas, 73 degrees right now. We're going to get up to 104 today. As far as the weather around the country, well, you got Miami's 82 with the rain and all that. New York is 72, Chicago 74, Los Angeles 89. So it was a little bit hot there at Santa Anita yesterday because it's inland towards the mountain range. And, of course, the hot spot of the country again is Phoenix, Arizona at 110 degrees. All right, here we go. Here's the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook. Simulcast centers racetracks around the country, reminding you, first post times are Pacific. This is the way they'll roll out in our race books today. We are in the Pacific time zone. So if you're not here or in the Pacific time zone and you're in all of those other time zones around the world, we'll just adjust to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 8 races. Their first post time is at 9:25. Then we get to Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct today. They've got 9 races, 3 stakes races. The Beldame, the $250,000 Beldame for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up, will be the second race on the card. It comes early. 6 go to the post in this one, and the big favorite, Raging Sea, is 1-5 on the morning line. But remember what happened to the favorites yesterday. All right. That 1-5 there is Raging Sea in the Beldame. Later on, the $200,000 Grade 2 Miss Grillo, rescheduled from last Sunday to today for 2-year-old fillies at 1 16th on the inner turf course. It's a Breeders' Cup win and you're in. 12 go to the post before any scratches in that one, and it's a wide-open affair. The morning line favorite is at 7-2, and that is Virgin Colada with Flavian Pratt aboard. And then the matron for 2-year-old fillies on the outer turf course at 6 furlongs will be the 8th race, where 12 are also entered there. And the favorite on the morning line, again, in a wide-open affair at 7-2, is Larice with Manny Franco aboard. 9 races today at Belmont at Aqueduct. And the first post time there is set at 9:40 this morning. And I can tell you that it is sunny, 69 degrees by post time. Track is fast. Turf courses are firm. So, therefore, the outer turf course will have races 5 and 8. Inner turf course will races 6 and 9. Beautiful day in New York today. All righty. Coming up next is Gulfstream Park. Don't know what to tell you about the weather down there. I know there's a pick 6 rainbow jackpot carryover of $36,944. It's going to be a tricky going today at Gulfstream. First post time of the 10 race is 9:55. Then we go to Keeneland Race Course. Keeneland has 10 races today, and three stakes races. They'll come in order. The eighth race is the Indian Summer Stakes for two-year-olds at 5.5 furlongs on the turf. 13 are entered before scratches. 3-1 favorite in there is Governor Sam with Paco Lopez coming to Keeneland to ride that one today. The $600,000 Grade 1 Spinster, which is a Breeders' Cup win-in-your-in race for the older fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up at a mile and one-eighth, has a compact field of six, but it's competitive. The big favorite in there is Idiomatic at 3-5 with Florent Guru. Well, be careful of those favorites. And then the 10th race is the Bourbon Stakes, which is also a Breeders' Cup win in your in at a mile and 16th on the turf for two-year-olds, an overflow field of 15 before any scratches. Wide open event it is. Morning line favorite is 7-2, and that is Warlander with Jose Ortiz aboard. First post time at Keeneland today for their 10 races set at 10 a.m. Woodbine. Woodbine has a super high five jackpot carryover of $7,385. Their first post time is 10:10. 10 races. Their feature race is the Cup and Saucer, which is the ninth on the card. Mile and 16th on the turf for two-year-olds. A field of 10 before scratches. Favorite in that race at 5-2 is Faber with Rafael Hernandez aboard. First post time for the 10 races today at Woodbine is set at 10:10. 10:10 at Woodbine today. And then next comes Hawthorne Racecourse. They've got 10 races today at Hawthorne. Hey, listen, they got two nice stakes races. The $75,000 River Bear will be the fourth, but the big race is the $150,000 Hawthorne Derby. Seventh race on the card at a mile and one-eighth on the turf for three-year-olds, an overflow field of 14. 3-1 favorite there. On the board is Crystal Quest. First post time at Hawthorne for their Derby today is at 12:10. 12:10 first post time at Hawthorne today. Santa Anita. First post time is 1 o'clock today at Santa Anita. They left the Super High 5 carryover going there. That Super High 5 carryover in the last race yesterday, it carries over to today at $19,919. 10 races today at Santa Anita, a couple of stakes races. The Surfer Girl for two-year-old fillies at a mile on the turf will be the fourth. 2-5 favorite in this race is Thought Process with Hector Barrios aboard. And then later on, the Zuma Beach will be the eighth race at a mile on the turf for two-year-olds. A field of eight in that one before any scratches. And your 3-1 favorite in that one is Iron Man Cal with Antonio Freisu. 10 races today at Santa Anita. First post time is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. 1 o'clock at Santa Anita. Remember, super high five carryover in the last race, $19,919. Racing continues at Fresno in the Northern California Racing Fair Circuit. They have a regular pick five carryover of $10,453. This is a regular pick five. And the pick six jackpot carryover, $11,969. They've got eight races, first post time 1:45. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. They've got nine races, four mixed breed, five quarter horse races. And of the five quarter horse races, two quarter horse trials for two-year-olds as well. That makes up the nine race card at Los Alamitos. And of course, as you know, at Los Alamitos, they seed the pick six there with $10,000. Also, you have Australian Racing that comes in right here to the South Point later on. If you choose to come on out and enjoy some Australian racing, it's here at the South Point later on in the evening. First post time at Los Alamitos, by the way, is 5:45 at Los Al. All right, let's bring in Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan, nice call with Senbei yesterday.
Yeah, the horse ran very well, got a great ride, and Clement had a big day at New York, as did Chad Brown, winning his 14th Grade 1 stake of the year. 14 of them, Ralph. Pretty good. Seven on turf, seven on dirt.
I got to tell you, the key guys, the big guys yesterday, the big trainers, their horses performed yesterday. But what about all those big, overwhelming odds on filthy, filthy favorites going down in flames? Oh, man.
Wow. 270,000 to place on that horse at Santa Anita in the four-horse field, Azteca, or whatever her name was. She ran last. $74 to place on the horse that ran second. You don't see that often, and certainly not in a four-horse field.
Yeah, that was sweet, Azteca. 1-9 on the board. That's all they could show on the board. I'm sure it was even shorter than that. But $74 to place. There was no show wagering. on the horse that ran second in the race. But beware of that fact. There's a couple of big odds-on favorites today as well. And we will wait and see about that. There was certainly a full moon, not only over some of the races yesterday around the country, but also some of the college football games as well. Big upsets there, too.
Yeah, all the big teams, for the most part, lost. Alabama went down to Vanderbilt. I mean, there was some crazy upsets yesterday. And if you were a chalk player, you were in big trouble.
Jonathan, let me ask you this. I know you saw most of the – well, you did sheets for all three of the big tracks yesterday with all the big races in it. But as you were watching those races yesterday, did anything pop out to you and say, man, this was really a super performance?
Well, the two-year-old race at Keelan, where Fierceness ran second, he had trouble going into the first turn. The winner ran very well first time out at Ellis Park. And the horse that Rich Eng liked, the horse that ran third, ran well last time out at Saratoga. I remember texting back and forth with Rich about that horse. And that was the race that I thought was really good. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from anyone in that race because, first of all, again, Keelan yesterday, you certainly wanted to be on or near the lead for the most part. Speed is the way to go there. So I don't know how much I put into those races. And, you know, the first time around two turns, the horse ran super. I don't know if it was the track that carried him or whatever it was. And he got the job done. And at this point, it's him and Fierceness as far as the two-year-old colts are concerned.
Well, I could tell you the way I bet that race, you know, Richie's horse was 29-1. And so I said, well, I got to bet this horse to win first off. You got to get that win bet out of the way. And then I did an exacta with him in Ferociousness. So I finished second and third, no cigar there. But I could tell you $8, over $8 to show on this horse. And talk about going against the track bias. This horse was not only last, but he was behind the second to last horse by a zip code, and he managed to finish anywhere near the front end. But he finished third in the race.
No, he ran very good. Believe me, you know, it's not always the best horse. I'm not saying he was the best horse in the race because he wasn't. But however, what he did in the race is certainly promising. I know the connections were high on that horse. He did run third, only his third career start, and he wants to go longer. So, you know, it's a horse to keep an eye on. Obviously, he's got to step it up to get closer to those other horses. But listen, when you're lightly raced, you have a license to improve, especially young horses. We see it all the time.
You know, at Santa Anita, of course, the American Pharoah, it was nice to see Martin Garcia, who was the number one guy for Bob Baffert for a long time in Southern California and then left. But he came back to ride this horse for Baffert. He took it right to the two other Baffert horses. He went right to the lead immediately and just bottomed out the field. He went gate to wire. So that was nice to see that there for sure. But I have just a little bit of a problem. And, you know, I saw a couple of X messages on there. Jay Pribman, one of them that's retired now from the racing form, that thinks that you just can't give a grade one status to some of the races for two-year-olds when two of those races were won by maidens. How do you get a maiden to win a grade one automatically? Because, you know, the grade ones really mean something for future breeding.
Well, the New York race that he's probably talking about, where the fillies, the two horses that ran 1-2 in that race, were both maidens. Yeah. However, it's a race really for young two-year-olds. So there's not many spots to run if you're a two-year-old. I mean, you're not going to run in a claiming race. So you're really forced to run in those stake races because those are the only races, if you look, that are in the book.
Right.
They're really not riding. They're not riding allowance races or non-winners than one. So you have no choice. You're either running a maiden race or you're running a stake race. And a lot of the horses in that field were stakes, were maidens, I should say.
Yeah.
So there was a chance we could run 1-2, and that's what happened. But he's right that it really shouldn't be a grade one. Not if you know, not when it's opened up to all these maidens. But that's the way they do it. They have no choice.
Exactly. That's the point. It's not the point that these weren't, you know, these 2-year-olds that have the limits of what they can do, so they got to get in the stakes races. It's the fact that you shouldn't make them a grade one, maybe a lower grade, grade two or grade three, and make the Breeders' Cup juvenile races. Those should be the grade ones for the 2-year-olds. But that's just a matter of opinion. I know my opinion is I think you're hot right now with Senbei and a few other horses, so let's keep the mojo going. Where are we going with picks today?
All right, well, let's start at Belmont. Look at the third race today. It's 7 furlongs on the main track, and I love the number 3 horse in here, Mosienko. This is a 7-year-old mare who was claimed 2 starts back by trainer Richard Dutrow. He freshened the horse up. The horse ran well in her first start for him. Now comes back off of a short layoff. Rider change to Dylan Davis. You're getting 5-1 on the morning line. I like number 3, Mosienko, to win today's third race out at Belmont at the Big 8.
All right, third race. I think your papers are too close to your microphone there. We're getting a little feedback from it. Anyhow, third race, you like the 5, Rachel's Rock, number 5. Number 3, yeah. Mosienko. Number 3, Mosienko. In the third race, the 3, Mosienko, is your pick with Dylan Davis support. Boy, that guy is really riding hot right now, isn't he? Solid rider.
He really is, and he's just gotten so – he's in a groove, Ralph. He's been in a groove for the last 6 months, and the good thing for him is that he kept the business going well at Saratoga. Usually, you know, the business falls off for some of the riders, unless your name is Pratt or Ortiz. But he kept it going in Saratoga. He didn't win the title, but he certainly put in a very positive performance.
Again, in the third race of Belmont at Aquic, third race number 3, Mosienko. Now where next?
Let's go to Keelan. Look at the 10th race today. And by the way, this is a win and you're in. It's for 2-year-old fillies on the turf. It's the 10th race. It's the Bourbon, the Key Bourbon, I guess. The Castle and Key Bourbon Stakes.
Yeah, it's the 10th race. It's the Bourbon, but are you sure it's only for fillies? I think it's open 2-year-olds.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's not fillies. It's 2-year-old colts. You're correct, and I'm wrong.
It is a
anyway.
You're right in Breeders' Cup win and you're in. Go ahead.
I like the number 4 horse in here, Giocosa. This is a 2-year-old colt from the Keith DeSormo barn, James Graham aboard to ride. You were talking about this jockey the other day, Ralph. Yeah. You were high on him, and I agree with you. He's a terrific rider when he gets the opportunity. Anyway, this is a full field, Ralph, of 12 horses. Number 4, Giocosa, 2 starts on the grass, 2 and 3 starts back. Either one of those races is good enough here. Number 4, Giocosa, wins today's 10th race. Out at Keelan.
10th and final race today at Keelan, number 4. Giocosa, the 4 in the 10th race at Keelan, is Jonathan's pick. I'm going to ask for one more. Go to Santa Anita.
Let's go to the 6th race. 6 furlongs on the turf. Number 6, Cypress Moon, a 3-year-old filly from the George Papadromo barn. This horse has 3 career starts. She's improved in each and every one of them. She's going to be on the lead today. Umberto Rispoli aboard to ride. Number 6, Cypress Moon, 7-2 on the morning line, wins today's 6th race out at Santa Anita.
And talking about a hot trainer, Papa Padromo is really going hot right now. And in the 6th race, you like the 6th Cypress Moon. The 6th Cypress Moon in the 6th, easy to remember, 6 and the 6th. By the way, Jonathan has full sheets for Santa Anita, Keeneland, and Belmont at Aqueduct. Right, Jonathan?
JonHardoon.com. Thank you, Ralph.
All right. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds good.
All right.
Be well. Stay safe.
All right. We're going to roll on now. Rich Eng is next. And then we got John Lindo. Remember, I still got to get you Jerry J's plays. Jerry's not with us today, but he left plays for you. And do not worry. We will be right back.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. a relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Okay, back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. Now let's get out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, we got a full book behind us because people are screaming and yelling already for a NFL game that started early this morning between the Jets and Minnesota. Obviously, doing the show, haven't kept up with the score, but it's already started. And, of course, we've got the Arc de Triomphe early this morning, a half a world away in France, and a whole lot of great action going on. Just a lot of great action today. Richie, first of all, that horse that you gave away, gave out in the race at Keeneland, the Breeders' Futurity there, I can tell you this, he probably ran probably as good as the winner did. I mean, he was so far back early and closed against the bias on the racetrack and at a huge price of 29-1. I just wish he at least ran second.
Yeah, he was dead last at the top of the stretch, and John Velasquez then asked him for a run, and he passed seven horses in the stretch to run third. And, you know, he's going to be a dead late closer. I tell you what, Ralph, I'm going to make a prediction here of the kind of horse I think he can turn out to be. When I was at Turfway Park, I saw a young horse called Ali Sheba break his maiden and then run in our stakes race in the fall. And this horse reminds me a lot of that horse. Doesn't have much early speed, but he can really close. And I think this horse has a nice future.
All right, football pick today. Then we'll get to the selections on the horses.
Yeah, we had three big upsets of teams in the top 10. Alabama lost, Tennessee lost, and the game. Michigan was ranked 10th in the country. They got spanked by Washington, so we had a nice winner yesterday on the football field. Mm-hmm. As far as an NFL pick, we're going to take another Washington team, the Commanders. They are favored by 3 points at home against Cleveland. It looks like nobody's been able to slow down Jaden Daniels, the quarterback for the Washington Commanders, and that offense. So it's up to the Cleveland Browns to try to score with them. I don't think they can, not the way they've been playing. So let's go with Washington -3.
No kidding. That kid is probably the most impressive of the newbies out there, that's for sure. All right, time to get to Keeneland and Santa Anita because you got sheets for both racetracks available right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website.
Keeneland, race number 3 is a mile on the turf. And, you know, one thing we saw at Kentucky Downs during the summer, Ralph, was the speed held up really well on that turf course. Horses trying to close into it had a tough time. Number 8, Golden Sunshine, was one of those horses who tried to close from way back. Mm-hmm. I thought did a really good job to get second in that maiden special at Kentucky Downs. I think he'll find the going a lot better here, or she will. Mm-hmm. Let's go with the 8, Golden Sunshine, in the third.
Third race, number 8, Golden Sunshine. 3-1, Rafi Bejarano aboard, and number 8 in the third at Keeneland and Santa Anita.
Santa Anita, race number 8, is one of the stakes races, Ralph. It's a mile on the turf, the Zuma Beach. I'm going to give out a horse that they gave out the last time that he ran on the radio. Was number 5, Artis Las. I gave that horse out on the show. Going to go right back to him. I think this horse is improving for Jeff Mullins, so it's going to come from mid-pack and hopefully rally to the top. Let's go with the 5, Artis Las, in the Surfer Girl. Zuma Beach.
That would be the Zuma Beach. 8th race, the Zuma Beach, number 5, Artis Las. The 5 in the 8th race, that's all you got to remember. The 5 in the 8th race is Rich Eng's pick for Santa Anita. Remember, full sheets for Keeneland and Santa Anita right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. We'll let you get back to watching a little football now, Richie.
Yeah, I want to congratulate John Leonard. That was a heck of a pick in the last race last night.
It sure was. Uncle Dude. All right, thanks a lot, Richie. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, Ron. Good luck, everybody.
All right, going to wrap it up with John Lindo and Jerry J's picks for this this fast-moving Sunday show. So don't go away. The finale on the show is next.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, we're going to wrap it up on this Sunday show. Reminding you, we're off on Monday and Tuesday. We'll be back Wednesday morning for another week of action covering horse racing and sports and football Las Vegas style on Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. In the meantime, let me give you Jerry Jackowitz picks. We'll wrap it up with John Lindo. Jerry Jackowitz was not with us today. His power pages for both Aqueduct and Santa Anita still are available at jerryjspowerpage.com. Go to Belmont at Aqueduct. Jerry's pick comes in one of the features of the day, the Matron. That's the eighth race on the card. He likes number one, Will Not Be Swayed, 9-2 with Joel Rosario. The one, Will Not Be Swayed, is Jerry's pick. His link-ups include numbers 6, 8, and 12. So it's the one over 6, 8, and 12, and in reverse, the one is the key in the eighth at Belmont at Aqueduct. And then out at Santa Anita today, Jerry J goes to the eighth race. Also, the same race that Richie came in, so we got a Sirocco play. In the Zuma Beach, the eighth race, he likes number four, Sabretooth. Number four, Sabretooth with Kazuchi Kimura aboard at 4-1. His link-ups include numbers 1, 5, and 6. So the 4 over 1, 5, 6, and reverse. Richie likes the 5, so you know what I'm going to do. The Sirocco play is the exacta box of 4, 5, 5, 4. But for Jerry, the 4 over 1, 5, 6, and reverse. Again, you can get the power pages for today, Santa Anita Aqueduct, at jerryjspowerpage.com. Now we're going to go to John Lindo, standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. Your thoughts about anything that happened yesterday? What a crazy day, huh?
It was wild. Really disappointing run by Sweet Azteca. I don't know what happened to her, but I hope she's okay. You know, she was trying to get out and spit the bit early at 1-9, so that was pretty wild. But I was impressed by the two-year-old at Keeneland, East Avenue. Really, really nice run there. You know, showed some fight to make the lead. And when he got the lead, he relaxed, and he won that under wraps. He's going to be tough in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile.
It was kind of nice to see Martin Garcia rejoin with Bob Baffert. They had so much success together so many years ago to get Citizen Bull, who took the initiative right out of the starting gate and never gave up. I just didn't think he would go to the lead, but he certainly did, and he went wire to wire.
Well, you know, he was drawn inside the other Baffert horses, so when he made the lead, the other Baffert horses didn't hook him. And, you know, you kind of control the race that way when you're not going to go head and head with each other, and that basically was that. So, you know, he was well bet last time in the Del Mar Fraternity, got overlooked yesterday, and they got paid.
Two things that happened yesterday that I noticed in several different situations. The big odds-on favorites went down, three of them at Santa Anita and a couple in other places. And the fact that horses were coming from left field, I mean, last to first in a lot of the races, including the race that you gave out in the last race at Santa Anita, the 10th race. Uncle Dude was running dead last going down the backside and then started working his way around. And I thought to myself, man, is this horse going to get there? But boy, what a closing kick this horse had. And he got up in the nick of time at a nice 21.60 payoff. Thank you very much, John Lindo.
Yeah, nice overlay at 9-1 and a nice ride by Armando Ayuso. This is a big lumbering horse, and he just let him settle the back of the field as opposed to getting cute and trying to get stuck in traffic. He just went right around him, and the horse just kept grinding, and we got the money. You know, again, I didn't know if we could find prices on the card yesterday, but it turned out there was quite a few.
You know, that all stakes pick five that I was talking about was an interesting bet. Turned out to be an interesting bet. It paid over $500 to link up all of the Breeders' Cup winning your in races yesterday. I'm kind of curious to see what kind of handle they did in that race.
Yeah, I'm on the road, so I did not see what the total pool of that was, but I'm kind of interested to see what the number is, too.
All right. Well, we'll get started by reminding everybody out there that John Lindo's Lindo Report, he's got two full Lindo reports today, one for Keeneland, one for Santa Anita, picks, a suggested late pick four, and, of course, all of the goody information at the bottom on both comprehensive Lindo reports, and they are available only in one place here in the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, right here at the South Point Racebook. They're here. They're free of charge, complimentary to you, because they love horse players here. That's for sure. And John, we'll now let you go with the picks for today.
Well, let's go to Keeneland first. I'm going to go down to the 10th and final as well. I like number 9, Papa Miento. This is a horse that first time out was green as grass. They put blinkers on him last time. He improved quite a bit to get the maiden win. I think there's a lot more there. This is a horse that's learning as he goes along, and I think he'll move forward again today at 10-1 on the morning line. That's the right price. There's enough pace to set him up. So number 9, Papa Miento, race number 10 at Keeneland.
All right, the 10th race at Keeneland. You like number 9, Papa Miento. So I got a second Sirocco play for this Sunday. Jonathan Ardoon came earlier with number 4, Giocoso. So the Sirocco play is the exacta box of 4994. You, however, are number 9, Papa Miento, in that 10th and final at Keeneland. And, of course, that is a Breeders' Cup winning your in race, the Bourbon there. All right, now we go to Santa Anita.
Going to go down to the last race at Santa Anita as well, race number 10 there. I thought number 1, Quantum Energy, was in the wrong place on the lead last time. This is a filly that needs a target to chase. From the rail today, she can just drop in behind the early speed, run a mile in my shoes, and others in here have some speed. I think she'll get a more comfortable trip today. This is what she wants, a target. She'll angle out with Hector Berrios and find a place to run. 6-1 on the morning line. I look for a lot better run today. Number 1, Quantum Energy, race number 10, Santa Anita.
All right, we'll wrap up the day and wrap up the weekend with a winner in the 10th again. Number 1, Quantum Energy, the one horse in the 10th and final at Santa Anita is John Lindo's pick for the race day listeners. And, John, all I can say is we're wrapping up a lot of the all the Breeders' Cup winning your ins today, and then it's going to be that waiting period where the horses will start, the connections will start figuring out what races they want to go in the Breeders' Cup, and, of course, the final preparations and workouts leading up to the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar on the first 2 days of November. And between now and then, I should say, for example, next weekend, the particular racetracks in certain states, they have their little kind of like Breeders' Cup framed, stakes races that they have in the local, the state stakes race programs. For example, next weekend, they're going to have the West Virginia, a big West Virginia Breeders' Cup day, and the Maryland Million Classic, the Maryland Million over in Maryland. So we've got those big races weekends to look forward to as we count down to the Breeders' Cup. And by the way, folks, just in case you're wondering, we've got 26 days, 4 hours, 30 minutes, and 13, make it 12, make it 11 seconds to go until the Breeders' Cup. Can't wait to get you guys here and do the Breeders' Cup special on that Wednesday before. And, of course, celebrating the Breeders' Cup here at the South Point in the Grand Ballroom on Saturday, and in between on Friday having Breeders' Cup annual seminar here on Friday night. It's going to be a lot of fun, John. And I can tell you, this Breeders' Cup is starting to shape up to be a real good one.
It is. And one other note today, this morning, the Arc de Triomphe was run in France.
Yeah.
And the winner there was a Judmont filly named Blue Stocking. She went off at 5-1. Have not heard if they have plans to come out for the Breeders' Cup. There was a lot of give in the ground there, so I'm not sure that this race is going to translate into the firm turf at Del Mar, but Blue Stocking, the winner of the Arc de Triomphe this morning in France.
All right. Thank you so much for that late news, and I know that you are on the road, so we will wrap up this race day show by reminding everybody out there we'll be back Wednesday morning, same time, same place, God willing, and the creek don't rise, for our Wednesday show as we march on, as we count down to the Breeders' Cup, right here from Las Vegas, Nevada. John, you got one more thing to say, and then you can go.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.